I'm Ann Ball reporting. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that attacked Paris in November 2015 is on trial in Brussels, Belgium. Salah Abdeslam refused to rise for the court or answer questions about his actions Monday. Jeff Custer has more.
It was Abdeslam's first appearance in public since his arrest nearly 2 years ago. He is on trial in Brussels on charges of attempted murder for a police shootout from which he fled. Abdeslam had previously refused to speak to investigators in France about the attack there that killed 130. Days after his capture, extremists struck in Brussels. In total, 162 people died in the two attacks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The State Department says both the United States and Russia appear set to meet Monday's deadline to comply with the limits set by the Bilateral Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, known as New START. Cindy Sain has the details.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles, and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. At his State of the Union speech, President Donald Trump outlined his approach to nuclear weapons.
We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Swiss President Alain Berset says the return of Rohingya Muslims who have fled violence in Myanmar must be voluntary. Berset pledged to provide an additional $12.9 million for Rohingya this year. This is VOA News. Protesters held a demonstration in Nairobi on Monday to rally